right, John Shea, pick up the microphone, John Shea. Pick up the microphone and put your headset on, and we're going to talk to John Shea, the Chronicle, who is the hardest working guy out here on Sunday. John Shea has that tremendous, just about the whole page of baseball. John, how are you?
Good, Marty. How are you this morning?
Good. Hold that mic right up there. And
yes, sir.
There you go. We're doing well. What was some of the reaction to Bochy and the opener of what we're going to face today? And you know, look, you're an old-time baseball guy. You've been doing this for many, many years. Have you ever had the feeling of what's going to happen here and how they're going to deal with it?
Boy, we're excited about this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, over at the A's,
yes,
you
I
see
am.
It all the time. I was there throughout September in Yankee okay. Stadium when they used an opener. But yeah, I guess it's a little different in a National League park because their pitcher would have to hit. And how long do you leave him in there? And I was talking to Evan Longoria this morning, and he was wondering the same. And by the way, Longoria wants a DH universally.
He does.
Yeah.
Do you think it's coming, by the way?
Yeah. You know why? Because in spring training, I talked to Tony Clark, the executive director of the Players Union, and he said the players are behind it now. And I said, really? I said, the National League players are behind it? He says, yeah, you could probably get a majority now. But you go in that clubhouse, in the National League clubhouse, you don't feel, you talk to Bruce Bochy, even Bob Melvin likes the difference in the leagues. But Tony Clark, you know, and hey, it's another batter, it's another big salary. Maybe they're looking at it that way. And there's so much momentum toward that now. And it's like, well, listen, if eventually you're going to have 32 teams and you can break this down into different divisions, and, you know, we don't have the National League offices and, you know, umpires, Katie and Phyllis, yeah. You know, remember right, the yeah. old presidents?
Katie Feeney.
Yeah. And, you don't have umpires in both leagues. You have umpires in, basically this umpiring crew, this series was the same umpiring crew during the Red Sox A series across the bay that just completed. So there's nothing difference between the leagues except for the DH in one and pitcher hits in the other. Bumgarner I spoke with in spring training, and he's finally saying, you know what, whatever. You know, he's saying, if they want to do that, they want to do that. I mean, he loves to hit and all, and, you know, he would love to keep hitting it, but he said, he's to the point now where if they have a DH in the National League, he says whatever.
Well, there are so many different angles to this. I mean, you just gave us the managerial angle, the AL-NL angle. There's the fan engagement aspect of it. Do you want to see a pitcher hit? But my question is, I'm wondering, does the addition of that 26th guy and these changes that are going to happen to the roster, is that going to have any impact on whether or not there's a DH now? You think adding an extra player to the roster affects that any more than it otherwise would have?
That's a great point. If they're going to have 26, I mean, this Giants bench is four deep. I mean, that's crazy.
It's four shallow is what I'd say.
Yeah, four shallow. So you have so you need guys who have versatility. Why is Connor Joe here? Well, he can play some first base. He was taking grounders earlier today, short hops, long throws, you know, in between up. He can play the outfield. He can play first base. And that's why Stephen Vogt brought an outfielder's glove and a third baseman's glove to spring training. He's a lifetime catcher. And, you know, in this modern world of bullpen, you need guys on the bench who can do it all. You look across the bay at the Oakland, Mark Canha plays first base and center field. That's an odd combination.
Yeah.
Chad Pinder plays all across the infield. He plays the corners and the outfield. And so the more guys, it seems like that's the future. That's the guys who can play multiple positions are the guys who are going to fit in the big leagues at some point.
You need nine Ben Zobrists is what you're looking at, right?
Yeah, essentially that's your ideal team now.
F.P. Santangelo, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Junior or senior?
Yes, junior, of course.
Yeah, junior, of course. Here's the thing for me. We just had Joe Sheehan on. You know Joe?
Sure.
There's a great newsletter. It really breaks the game down. If we don't have singles anymore, we don't have any of the action anymore, and I say anymore, the percentages are going up. More pop-ups, more three true outcomes and all that. Maybe the National League, and I really felt this watching the San Diego series, maybe the National League does need the DH just to get the offense going a little bit more. Because if that's the trend of baseball, going towards all the strikeouts and all this stuff, then when are we going to see some action? And I think in this ballpark especially, it's not, you know, Miller Park. It's not one of those places where the ball flies. I think maybe the DH would make the game more enjoyable. And you don't need to see the pitcher hit.
It seems like I'm in a time warp. That's exactly what they were saying about the American League in the early 70s, before they brought the DH into the American League, right? Because the American League was the league of no-hitter. You know, Harmon Killebrew led the league in home runs in the 60s. And then you had a flood of wonderful players in the National League. You know, obviously with the Latin players and the African-American players, and you just didn't see that so much. The American League obviously was a little bit slow to adjust, unfortunately. And then now you're in the early 70s, and the American League lineups, you know, they're hitting, you know, 210 or a .180, you know, down in the bottom of the lineup, and the National League hitters were raking. So they said, okay, let's bring the National League. It was all about money. You know, they wanted more revenue, more income to the American League teams. There was no interleague play back then, so you were who you were. And I remember Charlie Finley actually traded Orlando, I believe, right before the DH, because he invented the thing, and then he didn't even realize it was going to come to fruition. And when the owners had agreed that they were going to bring the DH into the American League, Finley was out without Cepeda. And where did he go? Boston?
Boston, yeah. And he became the DH of the year.
Yeah.
And had a great year as a DH in Boston.
Yeah.
Boy, interesting. We'll see how that plays out. But the trends, where they're going, and I never thought I'd say this, but watching National League ball and always get, you know, especially the Giants, the frustration of scoring runs, you get to that number eight spot in the pitcher's spot, and you're dead. It just doesn't happen.
Well, the Dodgers might have a different point of view on this. They do rake. They do hit home runs.
Yeah.
They don't hit a single and wait for another single. They hit a double and wait for the home run.
You know, to watch their swings, it's the level of swing. Everybody's got that little lift.
The uppercut.
They all have it. It's incredible. And they swing as hard as they can, but they all have it. So, Red Sox, Yankees, Cubs, Reds can't hit at all. Cleveland can't hit. Boy, it's an interesting first week. I don't know. What are your observations
on
it?
When you're facing starting pitchers who only need to go six innings tops, and then you have 98, 102, 97, 99 in the bullpen waiting for you. I mean, how do you adjust as a hitter, especially when you're a hitter north of 30? When you're slowing down a little bit, this accelerates your exit from the game, these relievers, who you just don't see hitters in their mid to late 30s. Do well so much anymore because they got guys out of the bullpen throwing stuff you don't even see. So I think the evolution of the bullpen is really, you know, messed with the hitting. You used to be able to face the same pitcher three or four times a game. Now you're lucky to face him twice, and you won't face him a third time. You know, the rule that third time around the lineup, you just got to have somebody else in. That's why we have an opener today. So these guys won't face the same pitcher in a third time.
Boy, interesting. What's your take on the Giants? John Shea with us at the Chronicle. A couple of things. I know you've got a new project. I want you to get that in. We've only got a couple more minutes to go.
Well, let's save that then.
Yeah, we'll save it for another day. He's got a very interesting new project that's going to be fabulous once you hear it. Talk about the Giants a little bit, your take on the Giants.
Well, the offense is the same as we've seen. They tried to get Bryce Harper. Would that have made a difference if guys are not on in front of him or not hitting behind him? Yeah, it would have made a difference. But, he brought in Reed, he brought in Joe, and started them opening day at the corners in the outfield. And then within days, DFA'd Reed. And Joe's not hitting. Reed didn't hit. And, you know, would Mack Williamson have made a difference? Well, it's probably not the time and place they were figuring to give Mack Williamson another month or two or three. Let's see what, you know, the next Max Muncy can do. You know, they're not the next Max Muncy so far. But it's a rebuilding year. No matter what they say, they're trying to rebuild despite the fact that they have contracts that they can't move. And it's hard to explain, but it's, if you remember the Phillies post 08, when they had all these contracts that went long term with players who were aging, I mean, they're kind of in the same boat. What the Giants could have used or could use is a couple of 20-something corner outfielders who could go get it and have some pop. And then suddenly the pressure is off Posey and Crawford and Belt and everybody else, Longoria in that lineup. But they just don't have those young guys with pop. The Chris Davis, who we saw emerge across the bay, is a tremendous hitter. I mean, all those guys in the Oakland lineup. Marcus Semien has more home runs than anybody here. And you go up and down the lineup. Why is that? Well, they're younger. That makes a difference.
Well, you nailed it. Let's see what happens today. Stanek against Samardzija. Stanek and company against Samardzija. John Shea, The Chronicle. John, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You can read John tomorrow. He'll have a tremendous story. He takes a whole page of sports on Sunday in The Chronicle. More coming up right after this on the Sports Leader.